Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, you know, when you grow up down south, man, you don't really see a lot of people who have entrepreneurs, who's an entrepreneur and things of that nature. You kind of grow up amongst people who, you know, back when I grew up, I mean, you know, we worked in the fields and things of that nature because, I mean, I grew up in the 70s. But I always had a desire to want more. I just didn't know how to get there. I didn't know. I was a young kid, man, and I would go and invest large amounts of money into those opportunities, those banks over there. And then right around the time when the 08 crash happened, one of the banks that I had money invested with, the bank went under. And so all that deposit money just got wiped out.
Wow.
If you got a foreclose, now you're gonna lose money because now you're spending money with attorneys and things like that. So that can eat into your profit. So if you went into the deal expecting to make 13 to 15% return on your money, now you got to foreclose, the more likely now you're gonna probably end up getting less return on investment. If we don't understand the world that we're in now, the global world that we're in now, and start trying to embrace that, many of us in this country are gonna lose our value, right? Because when you got a business owner like yourself that can go and get talent from over in other parts of the country.
Yeah.
You got AI now. So the question now becomes, how do I make myself valuable? And I think it all boils down to strategy.
Hey, wait. I know you want to watch this next video, but listen, if you are an entrepreneur, business coach, business consultant, or a small business owner who has a story and wants to learn how to create multiple streams of income from your story, I need you to text me right now, my book, to 646-687-4152. That is my personal number. I have been an author for over 12 years. I've written 10 books. Four of them have been bestsellers, and I've sold over 100,000 books. But I've also helped a lot of my clients take their expertise and put it into a story, then create multiple streams of income from that. So I want to help you do the same thing. So text my book to 646-687-4152. All right, let's go back to the video. So welcome to another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. When I tell you this next guest is going to blow your mind. If you've ever thought about trying to figure out how to build generational wealth, how to build real cash flow, we have the expert of experts here in the building. We have Tim T. Mercer with over 20 years of experience spanning real estate, finance, and government contracting. Tim has established himself as a true force to be reckoned with in the world of entrepreneurship. As the CFO of both Cadence Ventures, a real estate private equity firm, and iBox Global, a DoD contractor with total annual revenues exceeding $78 million. Tim's impact is reflected in those numbers. iBox Global's position as number 357 on the Inc. 500's annual list of fastest growing companies is a testament to Tim's ability to drive exponential growth, but his influence extends far beyond just the bottom line. the U.S. Army veteran and philanthropist, has also authored the acclaimed book, Bootstrapped Millionaire, sharing the insights and strategies that have fueled his own remarkable success. In fact, study shows that entrepreneurs who leverage their personal experiences and lessons learned in published works are 43% more likely to secure funding and scale their businesses. And Tim is putting that principle into practice, serving on the boards of several nonprofit organizations while passionately advocating for others to follow in his entrepreneurial footsteps. As the business landscape continues to evolve, visionaries like Tim T. Mercer stand poised to lead the charge. Join us and dive into the details behind his meteoric rise and uncover the secrets to replicating his proven formula for exponential growth. Ladies and gentlemen, I need y'all to put the comments up, the likes and everything for Mr. Tim T. Mercer.
Appreciate you,
what's
brother.
What's up, brother?
Appreciate you, man.
Man, it's such a pleasure to connect with you, man, and to have this interview because, you know, I've been on the forefront of teaching financial education for this is actually my 20-year anniversary. Yeah. I started in 2004. I'm always intrigued as to connecting with other people who really help you build real wealth. And what you have done in your career is astonishing. One thing that I wanted to point out, and we don't have to start here because I want you to tell the audience who you are first, right? Mm-hmm. But one thing that stood out to me, that at the age of 30, you had over $1 million in cash saved in the bank, yet you still were financially illiterate with no idea of what to do with the money and eventually lost it all over a course of 7 years, several years. So I want to talk about that. We want to talk about that because $1 million in cash saved at 30 is phenomenal. And then, but losing. So
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get an 11% rebate at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust custom 5-in-1 spray paint lets you choose from 5 spray patterns with a twist of the dial. It protects indoor and outdoor metal and wood projects for long-lasting results and is available in more than 40 colors. Get started on your painting project at Menards, number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at
I want to talk about that, but before we even get there, in your words, who is Tim T. Mercer?
I guess in the simplest way of explaining, I'm just an old country boy, man. I'm originally from South Carolina, a little small town right between Myrtle Beach and Florence, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Just a country boy who grew up in the South with a lot of aspirations of wanting to achieve success, but as you know, I mean, I don't know where you. I think you might be from up north, right?
New York,
yeah.
Sir.
When you know, when you grow up down south, man, you don't really see a lot of people who have entrepreneurs, who's an entrepreneur and things of that nature. You kind of grow up amongst people who, you know, back when I grew up, I mean, you know, we worked in the fields and things of that nature. Because I mean, I grew up in the 70s, mm-hmm. So. But I always had a desire to want more. I just didn't know how to get there. Right. And fortunately for me, my cousin was in the military and I kind of saw that he was in the military, and the military was kind of that that opportunity to get out of Mullins and to see different things. And it was a blessing for me because it really, going in the military, allowed me to see the world in a different perspective. And but everything from there, really, man, it was just God's grace upon my life and kind of showing me different things and being self-taught and learning things on my own about finance, entrepreneurship, and things of that nature.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I want to jump right to it, though,
yeah.
Brother.
Yeah.
How did you save $1 million in cash by the age of 30?
So I went to DeVry. So I went to, when I got out of the military, I came to Atlanta and went to school at DeVry. And this was around the time when DeVry, the program was you would go to school year-round, mm-hmm. and you get a 4-year degree in 3 years, mm-hmm. right? And it was a great program because they catered to the ex-military people and things of that nature. But it was right at the time when the IT industry started booming. It was late 90s. The wireless cell phone boom had just started. So when I got out of DeVry, I started working for a company. It was a company from Germany that brought a billing system here to the U.S. And actually, that billing system still exists today. Verizon and all these companies still use that same billing system. So I was one of the first persons to really learn and understood that billing system. I went and spent about a year in Germany learning the billing system and learning how to work it. And there wasn't many people in the U.S. who knew how to configure and set up this billing system. So I worked for that company for about a year. And fortunate, kind of unfortunate at that time, they didn't want to give me a raise, right? I asked them, I said, hey, you know, can I get a raise? And at that time, I was making like $30,000 a year. They didn't want to give me a raise. So long story short, I eventually became an independent consultant. Mm. And a lot of the carriers like Verizon, AT&T, they were looking for my talent. And so I would go and freelance and work as an independent consultant for those companies. And literally back then, they would pay for everything, expense accounts, the whole nine. So I never had to spend any of my money. And I knew how to save money. And, you know, when I tell people, you know, you can't save your way to wealth, but I knew how to save money. And that's eventually how, I mean, over the course of 3 years, I mean, I would just save the money that I was making,
wow.
only spend the expense account money. And one day I just kind of looked up, and when me and my wife got married, I mean, that was, you know, it's like, man, I mean, I felt good about getting married because I knew I could take care of this woman,
yes.
at that point in time. But yeah, I had $1 million saved in the bank. Now, wow. I'm not proud of it, yes. now that I have better financial literacy. That's, that was actually, yeah. dumb,
right? Mm-hmm.
right? You know, mm-hmm. having that much money sitting in a bank account.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know what to do. And unfortunately, that lack of financial literacy led to my demise.
Wow. And what was, how did you kind of like lose it in several years? Was it expenses? Was it bad decisions?
Did
you go to Vegas?
No. I was always very frugal,
yeah.
right? You know, growing up poor, you learn how to become, mm-hmm. very frugal.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't spend the money on, you know, I didn't go out and buy Bugattis and all that type of stuff. It really was in making bad decisions,
yeah.
right? You know, I made bad financial decisions, bad investment decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
I mean, I didn't know how to invest.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do, obviously, would people would come to me and they would know that I had money,
yep.
and they would pitch ideals or investment strategies and things like that to me. And I didn't understand any of these, mm-hmm. things, right? I mean, especially offshore investments, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember that was one of the biggest ones that I got, mm-hmm. jammed up in. And it was an offshore investment. You had to go overseas to even invest in the deal, right? This is back in the time when these guys used to talk about these things about giving up your Social Security number and all that type of stuff. You know, you hear people talk about that stuff now, right? And you would go over there, and I didn't know. I was a young kid, man, and I would go and invest large amounts of money into those opportunities, those banks over there. And then right around the time when the 08 crash happened,
mm-hmm.
one of the banks that I had money invested with, the bank went under.
Mm.
And so all that deposit money just got wiped out.
Wow.
Right. You know, I mean, I remember like it was yesterday. You got a letter and they basically said, hey, look, your deposits are gone. Right. And who do you call? Right.
Right.
I mean, you can't call anybody,
right.
and say, you know,
right.
you know, what am I doing here?
Right.
So it was through those type of things. losing money in the stock market, you know, investing in the stock market, didn't know anything about the stock market. Real estate, obviously, I didn't really lose money in the real estate. I think for me, when I, you know, which was where I should have kept my money, uh-huh. but I was, because of my lack of financial literacy, I would invest in real estate and then pull my money out of it.
Get an 11% rebate at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust custom 5-in-1 spray paint lets you choose from 5 spray patterns with a twist of the dial. It protects indoor and outdoor metal and wood projects for long-lasting results and is available in more than 40 colors. Get started on your painting project at Menards, number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save.